Ksuvos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Chofov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph at the first Mishnah of Yehuda Oime. Yehuda Oime ein ma'alin l'kohuna al pi eid echad. Yehuda says we don't establish a person to be a kohen based on one witness. Amar Blaza, ein masayim b'makam sheyesh oyrim, aber b'makam sheyin oyrim, ma'alin l'kohuna al pi eid echad. The Blaza says this applies when there are only when there are protests, but if there are no protests, one witness does suffice. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan ma'alin l'kohuna al pi eid echad. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, says we establish a kohen through one witness. The Gemara says Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan in Ira Pachas Mishnayim. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that there is no protest unless there are. It's coming from two people. Rabbun bar Chiya bar Ma anan kaimen, Rabbi Bachia asked, what is the case? Im b'shehal helu oisai be'echad, yevidu oisai be'echad, im helu oisai b'shnayim, afilu kama lo yevidu oisai. If he was established through one witness, he can be removed from his chazoka through one witness. If he was established through two witnesses, even many cannot remove him. Amidst contradictory testimony, we leave him in his chazoka. Amar Rav Huna, asim k'rabonon, k'rabonon de tamon, b'am k'rabonon de hocha, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, k'shem sh'man noisa b'shnayim, kach marim noisa b'shnayim. Rav Huna answered that you assume, like the Rabbanan there in Bavel, that amidst contradictory testimony we retain the status quo. However, Rav Yochan holds, like Rabbanan over here in Eretz Yisrael, and like Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, just like we establish him through two, so we remove him through two. Then we come to the next Mishnah. Ha'isha she'nechvesha al-edei ha'akum al-edei mamon u'teres l'bala. If Gentiles took a woman captive for money, they intend to charge ransom to release her if she's permitted to her husband. If she is taken for a captive offence, she's forbidden to her husband. If a besieged city was captured, all wives of Kahanim are apostle to their husbands. If they have witnesses, even a male or female slave, they're believed. Shein Adam Ne'eman al Yedei Ad, my person is not believed about himself. Amar Zechariah ben Aksav, Hamoin Azeh Laizaza Yada Metech Yadi, Misha Shenichasu Akum Yerushalayim Ad Sheyetzu. Zechariah ben Aksav, who was a kohen, said that he swore that his wife didn't leave his side from the time that the invaders entered Yerushalayim until they left. Amar Lo Ein Adam Meid al Yedei Ad, my Chacham say a man cannot testify for himself. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Heyed Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Rabbi Zechariah ben Aksav, Al Tinoikas Shehuhana Ba'ashkolon, Yechkura B'nei Mishpacha, Meideh Meid Moisa, Shlein Nistra, V'loi Nitma. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen and Rabbi Zechariah ben Aksav testified about a girl who was taken for collateral for a loan in Ashkelon. Her family distanced themselves from her, even though the witnesses about her abduction said that she was not secluded and was not defiled. Whereas the Chacham said that if you believe the witnesses that she was taken for collateral, believe them that she was not secluded. If you don't believe them that she was not secluded, don't believe them that she was abducted. The Fisha Aidim Meidim Moisa, Shalom Nistra, Shalom Nidma, Ha Im Ein Eider Meidim Moisa, Shalom Nistra, Shalom Nidma, Loi. And the Gemara infers that the Chacham were machshir because the witnesses testified that she wasn't secluded and defiled. But if the witnesses did not testify that she was not secluded and not defiled, then no. The Amishna says that if she was taken for money, she submitted to her husband. Rabbi Loza answered, taking for collateral is different because many consider this permitted. Therefore, Chacham was stringent to forbid her unless there's testimony, so people will not let them take women.